You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gab, gab, gab. Always gossiping.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
All right, taking it away. Wait, I mean, you know, the sunrise is getting... Well, the sunrise is at 7:26.
Is that according to your
Samsung
watch?
So it's about 20 minutes away from that right now. Yeah. 4:25 in the afternoon, sunset.
Yeah. It's wintertime, you know.
Which I took advantage of yesterday because I went out and I tried out the old Prius. I replaced the light bulbs, the headlights, low beams.
Yeah.
And I had to see if... I did a good job, and I did not do a good job.
What, are they pointing upward or sideways or something?
Sideways.
Yeah, that's
the left,
not good.
The driver's side is a little on the side, which is okay. You know, at least it's better than what it used to be. And then the other side is all foggy, and I don't know why.
Mm.
So it's not really doing much of a job of aiming the headlight.
You know, headlights are – they used to be easy to replace.
Yes, it was just the bulb.
Yeah, but now I've got my left – headlight, my driver's side headlight has been out on my Subaru, and I usually go to AutoZone or whatever it is, one of these
Batteries
other places.
Plus, they actually put the bulbs in, maybe.
Well, yeah, most of these places will do that, but when they came out there to look at it, they said, well, okay, you can buy the bulb here, but we can't do this one. I'm like, really? I've never had that happen before. Usually, but this is a Subaru, and this is on the driver's side, and
can't do it.
You have to take the side panel off. Like, seriously.
Oh, no.
You got to take it to a body shop and take the side take the panel off in order to get to the headlight, which is insane to me.
That seems insane.
The other side, no problem.
Yeah,
but this, because the battery is on the left side or on the driver's side, they couldn't get to the headlight thing. So I'm driving around. I'm trying to find a place that'll do this. Not going to cost me an arm and
sure
a leg.
You're sure that's really?
Yes. I went to three places. We can't do it.
Oh my God!
You gotta try Vaveline. Try Vaveline. Vaveline is pretty good. Vaveline. Yeah, that's where I go to get everything for everything.
All right.
So,
well,
you think they can do that? Huh?
I think they could.
Wait a minute. All right. That the Vaveline. Oil change shop?
Yeah. Yes, Vaveline. But also it does. They do other stuff too.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Check it out.
Okay. Right. Well, you know.
Thank you for that.
an additional tip on that, you could always go to Groupon and get a coupon for Vaveline.
There we go.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right.
I didn't know Groupon still exists.
Oh yeah.
Does it really?
Yes. Yeah.
I had no idea.
I'm gonna say this.
You're a
little
consumer.
Little snobbery here.
A little
snobbery.
Okay.
I have the space car now. EV. I don't need oil changes anymore.
Right,
okay. You know.
Yeah,
I just want to let you know that you don't have to go through that hell anymore.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I took the Prius out just to see if the headlights were aligned.
They
were not. And then I'm like experiencing, an engine with cylinders in it. And I'm thinking, oh my God, this is like,
from another time.
This is like, who uses engines with cylinders? The delay of energy.
Oh
man, it just sucks.
All right.
I am so spoiled with the EV.
Okay.
Good God.
Mr. Money Pants over here. Okay, well, thank you.
Look, I took advantage of the $4,000 rebate from Trump before he canceled them.
Yeah, good for you.
Damn it.
Yeah,
you got a $20,000 EV. I think that's pretty good for a new EV.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. So anyway, just one of those little stories I thought I'd pass along. I have something here from Matt, and he texted this. I am thinking Idiocracy takes place after the last data center an AI engineer dies, and we're left with a useless populations of mega. that really is actually.
Yeah.
I'm thinking we should send that to Mike Judd. He could actually have an Idiocracy 2 based just on that idea alone.
Yeah,
right?
That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
That.
All right. Well, let's send that off to him. Matt, you might get some money.
Some moolah. Residuals.
Yeah, just that idea. You can always pass it along to your friends. and Mark says, when it came to certifying the 2020 election, did Tom Tiffany go along with how Wisconsin voted? No, he supported the insurrection and betrayed us. And not only that, Mark, he also supported taking health care away from all of us on the ACA by not giving us the subsidized tax credits. So,
yeah,
that's Tom. He's always thinking about us here in Wisconsin. Let's make him governor.
Oh, boy.
Oh my God. This guy.
At least Eric Hovde announced he's not running.
I was going to say, at least it's not stand-up comedian Eric Hovde. Yeah.
He's pulled out of the race. Not that he was ever in it.
It was the worst campaign I'd ever seen, and he was neck and neck with Tammy Baldwin, who does so much for Wisconsin.
Yeah.
My
those commercials,
God,
those just, commercials were awful.
The hell?
Yeah.
And not only that, he had so many bad things come out while he was running for governor. You know, he has a bank, and that bank absorbed other banks' loans, business loans. And then what they did was they canceled those business loans. These were, you know, people who had the business loans were paying them off just as they always do.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden found out that they had to come up with the entire loan. Or they had to call it quits.
Yeah.
And they called it quits.
They called the
loans. He put a whole bunch of businesses out of business. And he was touting himself as the small business bank. Man.
Yeah.
You know, it's stories like that that don't get a lot of publicity during the campaign, but they really, really should.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can be safe now that he's not running for governor.
Well.
So. Made that announcement a few days ago.
Well, I guess that's good, right?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
What do you think about this story, John?
Yeah.
You know, I you and I, you know, when we get off the air, we swear like sailors, right?
We do.
You know, there's a lot of F-bombs being dropped here and there. Usually it's about the show or what, you know, something I said or you said that we disagreed with or something dumb said. But,
or what Catherine said.
Yeah. But get this, there's a new study published by the Journal of American Psychologists, because, you know, they know everything. It shows that swearing can boost your physical performance by helping people overcome their inhibitions and pushing themselves harder in strength and endurance tests.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Is this how you prepare to work out?
Well, in many situations, people hold themselves back consciously or unconsciously from using their full strength. And they say swearing is easily available as a way to keep yourself focused and confident and less distracted and go for it a little more. It's a good thing. They say it's a well-replicated, reliable finding. And the psychological mechanisms say that swearing throws off your social constraint and allows yourself to push harder in different situations. So, swear like a... sailor. Yeah.
Wow.
You know, swear like a...
We have changed the whole format here in the show now. I can see...
Well, you've been pushing for more swearing.
Well, I think the S word should be allowed on the air, and
the
I'm pushing that heavily here.
Yeah.
I swear to God, we're going to be able to say the S word in the not-too-distant future.
Wow. Swearing is literally a calorie-neutral, drug-free, low-cost, readily available tool at our disposal when we need to boost our performance. They say it's good.
That's it.
Good
right
for
there.
You to
That's
swear.
That's it. That's all we need is an actual doctor giving us this kind of advice.
This is, Professor Nicholas Washmuth of University of Alabama.
Doctorate.
We need to get this guy on the air.
Our labs are now studying how swearing influences public speaking and romantic approach behaviors, two situations where people tend to hesitate or second-guess themselves. So if you're in a romantic situation, start swearing, because it'll do you some good, apparently. You'll get something going there.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I've always said that, you know, if you could swear, just like in normal everyday life, everybody does it. You know, it just seems to warm the cockles of everybody's heart.
Listen, they did a test during this. This is crazy.
Whatever the hell cockles.
They
are.
Conducted two experiments with 192 total participants. In each, they asked each participant to repeat either a swear word of their choice or a neutral word every 2 seconds while doing a chair push-up. The people that swore did more push-ups in the allotted time.
Because the they were people. Swearing while they were doing it, right?
Yes.
Oh, what the hell are you? One more.
So swearing is good for you. Uh-oh. Let's go to the phones. Catherine is on the line here. Uh-oh. Oh, hang on. Hang on. Hey, Catherine Lake. Good morning.
Dominic Alfonso Lee.
Alfonso.
When your hosts decide that they want to start swearing, yeah. And you say, oh, let's get them on the air. No, the response should be, let me do a little opposition research.
Okay.
Yeah. And talk to our boss. And maybe discuss whether or not she wants to hear the S word on the air. I don't want to hear the S word on the air. Most of the mothers in their cars right now bringing their kids to school don't want to hear the S word on the air right now. Dominic, you can get on the stick now. Get your opposition research going.
Oh, God. Listen, I tried to stop him. I saw me. I was waving my arms. Yeah. You know, yeah. I was like, oh, I was hitting he, my
he
panda.
Was he was really panicking.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
On my way. Well, you don't swear very much.
No, you don't
do
swear,
you, Catherine.
That's pretty cool,
especially on the air. Okay, she's gone. She hung up.
Yeah. Well, that was timed well.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I guess we can't swear yet, but we're going to work on it
someday. Very, very soon.
Get the S word.
You know, last night we had some time and we decided to watch a vacuous, empty TV series show on Netflix. I don't know if anybody else has checked this out. It's Emily in Paris.
Oh, yeah.
Have you watched that?
I've seen the first two seasons. Yeah, the third season?
Yeah, whatever season it is. Fourth season, fifth season.
Oh, yeah. This is a very funny show. Did you like it or not?
Well, I think it's... okay, I figured it out. I figured out Emily in Paris. It is vacuous emptiness.
Yeah.
Just fashion-y. Marketing stuff, and here's the thing. Emily starts off a complete blank at the beginning of each and every
season. Okay,
and she's nothing. You know, she doesn't really have a big part in any of the episodes until later, and it builds and builds, and then all of a sudden she becomes the main character, and everything is pivoting on what she does next.
Did you see it from the beginning?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, all the way through.
Yeah.
And we always watch Emily in Paris because it is, you know, it's just, it's light nothingness, you know. And
we just want
to sit back and watch something that doesn't make any sense, and we don't care.
Well, it's,
you know,
I think it's fun though, but
it is fun,
and. You know, the scenes that they have, I mean, it's just like, I mean, it's beautifully photographed as well. So you get the whole feeling of Paris.
Yeah. And just, what about the woman who's in charge of the agency?
Oh, I know.
Is she hot or what?
And then the two guys working behind the scenes.
Yeah, crazy stuff.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
But she is hot. Funny. You know, she's really hot. My wife turned to me last night. She goes, you know, we could have a three-way with her.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I think we got to take a break.
Turn your mics off.
Emily in Paris. Check it out. We're coming back with more of John and Cordy for a Monday after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
John and Gordy in the morning, 92.7 WMDX.
Might see a few light flurries or a little bit of sprinkles out there this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today. High near 37. Right now, it's 31 degrees.
Oh, yeah. A few responses here about swearing. Mm. Steve Mount Horeb, I've eaten a lot of soap growing up in the 70s.
Really?
Yeah.
Wash your mouth out with soap. Then. Yeah,
isn't that weird?
Yeah.
My parents still did that when early 2000s. Really? Yeah,
that happened to me.
Have they apologized for that?
No, they not at all.
Holy shit. Really? Seriously?
Child abuse these days.
Jeez. Yes, I think so. Yeah. Probably some poisonous color in it. Get RFK Jr. on that. In the movie A Christmas Story, Mark writes, little Ralphie heard all the swear words his father swore. And he put it this way, and he's paraphrasing, like the old masters used oils, his father used profanity.
That would be my dad, too. Yeah.
It was fun.
He did it very selectively, but it was really good.
It's fun the way they made it sound, the profanity sound.
Yeah.
And then we were talking about Emily in Paris being a vacuous eye candy, essentially. But you know what?
It's a funny show.
My wife did say, and she writes novels and some even a screenplay now, that it's well written. It's really a well written show. And I have to admit, besides the chef, who really doesn't have much of a part at all, and I don't like him. Everybody else is really well written. Everybody's fleshed out. It's really a lot of fun to watch. Mm-hmm. You know, again, it's just for fun.
And the actress that plays Emily is Lily Collins. That's Phil Collins' daughter.
Phil Collins' daughter.
The drummer. Famous drummer from Genesis. Yeah.
You know you're getting old when Phil Collins' daughter is like,
Yeah, she's just a big star.
Kid.
Yeah.
Just a kid.
Well, I think she's 37 years old. Not...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh. She looks a lot younger.
She does look younger. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, let's get into something, political, okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's why.
Well, that's fine.
We're here.
Politics.
We
as usual.
We dive into it every once in a while.
Well, what do you have? You have a story for it?
Yes. The naming
Uncle
of
John.
The Trump Kennedy Center.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
This is, I don't know who this person is, but she thinks she's pretty good. Brianna Lyman, she is and I'm using quotes here, reporter for The Federalist, managed to trash George Floyd and the Kennedy Center, making excuses for putting Trump's name on it. So I have to play her report on this because she managed to, I don't know how she did it, but she brings it around and brings up Black Lives Matter. Let's bring this to light.
Okay.
I personally don't care that much, but I do find it funny, Paul, that you care and that the Kennedys care, because no one in your party cared in 2020 when you guys were changing names of hospitals, parks, schools, streets, everything in the name of George Floyd. In fact, Wikipedia has an entire page called List of Name Changes Due to the George Floyd Protest. It is the longest Wikipedia page I've ever seen. So people who are up in arms about name changes now were mostly silent. The second point I'd make, I think it's really disingenuous for the Kennedys and for anyone to sit here and pretend like they care so much about the Kennedy Center, because I don't know how many of you guys have been to the Kennedy Center prior to Donald Trump taking office. I was there in 2023. I was in a VIP box. That should be pretty nice. The seats were stained. I literally sat down. I was like, is this wet? Is this fresh? The floors were dirty. This is a place that was decrepit. And all of this on top of people getting exorbitant salaries.
All right.
Okay.
Wow, I wasn't there, and I didn't see how sticky the floors were and all that other stuff. I mean, it's typical, right? But it was all like that, and, Trump didn't like any of that, and boy, he went in there and just cleaned house, right?
Yeah, sure.
And there's one problem that the MAGAs don't get, and I just thought I'd bring this up. They don't understand that you have to earn that place on the front of the building.
Well, they also,
if you want your name up there, you should earn that.
Right.
Not buy it and put your name up there because you have the ability to do it. You have the money.
And legally, it can't be changed. The name can't be changed without congressional approval.
Well, it doesn't stop them from putting the name up, does it?
No, it doesn't.
So
they're supposed to get Congress to approve that.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, you earn it. You earn your name on the front of a building. On an award, on a park, on a street, whatever,
Right.
And you don't buy your imagined recognition of greatness by putting your name on the building, which is what Trump is doing all over the place. Mm-hmm. One exception, though. I mean, the John and Gordy Media Complex here, we...
Right, we're going to put our names on everything.
That's okay.
The John and Gordy Studios.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But, you know, it just happens like that.
Sure. Yeah, what else can we name here? We've already got the studio. We've got the building here, the John and Gordy Metroplex.
You guys have your own stores, too, the John and Gordy Woke Stores.
Oh,
that's right. Yes, we do. We have a lot
we're working on
products.
Products, yep.
Yeah. The John and Gordy Let's Go Back to Cursive Storybook, yep. Which is still available on our Facebook page,
It's the Let's Go Back...
Let's go back to cursive.
Series that we have, yes. and there's a whole bunch of let's go backs too. I can't remember what we came up with a whole list.
Yeah,
yeah. Let's go back to this, that, and the other thing.
Okay,
but
let's go back to the Midwest Food and Farm Report. That's coming up next, and then we'll be back with more of John and Gordy for a Monday morning. We invite your phone calls 608-879-8255. Coming right back.
John and Gordy in the morning.
Happy Monday.
It's Dom at the controls, of course.
Mm-hmm. Catherine Lake has joined us. Good morning, Catherine.
I'm just here to watch. I'm just here to make sure you don't say any S words.
Oh. I have my hand on the dump button. The most acceptable word we could possibly say on this show.
Whatever.
It's 31 degrees, highs today in the upper 30s, maybe a few light flurries and sprinkles this morning, otherwise just cloudy today.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you heard us talking about Emily in Paris, right? Have you seen Emily in Paris?
I've heard about it.
Oh.
I think I might have almost decided to start it and didn't. Is it wonderful?
Oh, it's a great show,
I think. Start
a lot
from
of fun.
The beginning.
And you said it was good, you know, just to sit back
just
and...
It's
eye candy.
You don't have to worry.
Exactly.
You really don't have to think too hard on the show.
Think.
Yeah. It's just entertainment.
Yeah.
It really is. And we've had a few people have mentioned that it's a terrific show.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of fun. That's from your former neighbors.
Yes.
Aw.
Probably down there in New Orleans.
Listening to you?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And I know. Yeah, what is that all about?
And they mentioned that Emily is Phil Collins' daughter. Lily Collins plays Emily.
That's right. What you were mentioning.
Yeah. You know, she plays a Chicago ad executive or a junior executive who gets transferred over to Paris, and then the fun ensues. To another office in Paris of this advertising agency.
Gotcha.
It's an international agency.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And I was talking about how...
And then she gets in all kinds of situations.
Shenanigans.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's really fun, and the relationships are kind of fun to watch as they end and begin and end and begin constantly. And the marketing that they actually put in this program, it's pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
But this season, Emily seems to be making a lot of mistakes. She is proposing these incredible ideas to market products, but they're not going over very well with the clients.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of a nice little turn this season.
Yeah.
So
you got to have a conflict. You got to have a problem. Sure.
I mean, before all the other seasons, she would make these really dumb suggestions, and everybody just love them.
She's the new flavor of the month, maybe.
But,
yes.
But this season, it's different.
Everything's going sideways for her. Yeah,
sideways for her.
Yeah. Here we have Dick on the lines this morning, 608-879-8255. Good morning, Dick. Go ahead.
What about the John and Gordy State Capitol?
Oh, yes, I forgot that.
From, yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to put our names on everything, yeah.
Yeah, to the cleanliness, though, of the, if this is true, that it's not real clean.
Not true.
What the would Kennedy it matter said. When you're booking the likes of, oh, say, Ted Nugent or Wayne Newton or Kid Rock, you know? Yeah. Some really big acts.
It's cleaner than any Vegas place they've played lately, no doubt.
The Village People.
Yeah. Wow.
But, you know, I'm just wondering.
Good question, Dick. Thanks.
Oh, I know. You know, and they put the name up without any approval whatsoever.
Authorization. Yeah, it's supposed to be approved by Congress.
Put it up there.
Yeah.
I don't know when the Kennedy Center was created and named. Do you
actually, it was started by President Eisenhower, the planning of it. And then it carried over to the Kennedy administration. They were just going to make it a cultural center. It wasn't going to be named the Kennedy Center.
And then
it wasn't
what
named that until after JFK was assassinated. Then they changed the name.
Wait, let's go over that part one more time. After he was what?
Assassinated.
Yeah. So it was named for a man who gave his life in service.
Yes.
You
earn your place on a building, on a street, on a park.
It actually didn't open. So, all right, let's back up a second. So the Eisenhower administration planned it. It didn't open until 1971.
Yeah.
So that was, 8 years after Kennedy had been assassinated.
I've played there.
You played at the Kennedy Center? What do you mean you played there?
My orchestra got to play there.
You had an orchestra?
Was it
the Catherine Lake Orchestra?
No, it was not.
Did you name it after yourself?
So you played
the flute?
Youth Orchestra.
You played the flute.
Violin, for God's sake. The Empire State Youth Orchestra got to play there and Carnegie Hall.
Oh.
Practice.
Okay. Wow.
That's the joke punchline.
Yes.
All right, let's get to some of the text here. We have a few comments from Facebook from Linda Akola Atkins. And, if I mess that up, it's because it's like 8 feet away from me. And I'm just
six fonts.
Very, very tiny letters.
She actually went to the Brewers game with us.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Right now.
Okay.
She's in Linda.
Yeah, she's in Portland right now.
Yeah, she's in Portland. Okay. And she said silica mines are shutting down because they are not profitable. And we were talking about, putting these sand pits next to schools.
Oh, that was Tom Tiffany.
That's one of the things that Tom Tiffany pushed in the state and got it done. I mean, that the most dangerous thing you could possibly think of is silica in the air around a school, elementary school, and he allowed that. He's one of the worst people ever to run for governor just because he has a past that is not very good.
Those kinds of ideas.
Yeah.
We got a comment from Len in Madison. We were talking about swearing and cursing. He says, I call cursing speaking in cursive. Good. Good one, Len.
It's very funny on many levels.
Thank you for that, Len.
Let's go back to cursive.
Yes.
Yeah, that's our book.
That's your book. My parents never swore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My mom said an alternative word for poo once. She called somebody... started with a T. You can imagine what that word is. An alternative for poo that starts with T at the dinner table. And she told a story. And this person, instead of using the word person, my dad was like, you can't say even that was not okay. Wow. After we turned 22, everybody graduated from college, all three kids. The potty mouths came out. They were both potty mouth, four letter words, anything.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Your parents.
Wasn't that amazing?
Yeah. Yeah, then it's okay. Not in front of kids.
They were able to sense themselves around you.
Well, yes. Not only that, I think they altered their brains. They got older and they were relaxed. But to teach children to be more creative with your language, you don't have to use that kind of language. Use something more creative. Hmm. It's explosive. Fine. In moderation. You guys are so dull-faced right now. Dominic's laughing. You guys are slack-jawed, uninterested.
We're trying to come up with something clever.
There's nothing there.
You're not setting us up very well.
And it's not working.
Dominic, did your parents swear around you?
I was just going to say, they swore. They listen to the show all the time, so I'm just going to out them right now.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, they swore. Well, they swore. A lot, and they do
like
now.
Like sailors.
And
I think the bottom line here is everybody swears, and they swear a lot, and it should be normalized. We should say it Even in the media, you know, we should say it in our newspapers. We should say it on TV broadcasts, and we should say it on the radio.
What? Well, they do it in podcasts. You're just baiting me. You're just saying baiting.
I am baiting you.
And I'm sitting here thinking, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to let him speak because he's the host. I'm going to say this. Okay. But you're just baiting me.
I am. Okay. Mark says, if I remember right, the S word was perfectly acceptable to the Anglo-Saxons, but the Norman influence on the English language decided it was crude and unacceptable.
Crude.
We can say guano, manure, poop,
etc. But the S word is a no-no. Seems ridiculous to me.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for standing up for us there. He knows his history, man. That's just unbelievable.
He does. Gets a bell ring every time he calls. Yeah. Okay. It's something brilliant.
There you go,
just
Mark.
Every time.
It's gorgeous.
Okay.
You have the best callers. You guys are the luckiest talk show hosts in the world. You know that? Do a talk show host in Madison, Wisconsin. The smartest, funniest people live in Wisconsin. I'm sorry, they do. You played a little. They do. Way funnier people here than in Chicago and Illinois, all told. Seriously. Oh, yeah. My favorite. That's why I'm back here. You guys are so creative and funny.
These guys, our listeners are so incredible. They add so much to this program.
We love them.
You know, and sometimes we won't even come in with a story anymore.
Oh, like today?
Just have them say whatever they No, I have a lot of stories. I had a ton of stories. You're right. I haven't gotten to too many
chumming.
Of them here.
We're getting more comments about the Kennedy Center here.
Oh, that's good.
I'll read this one. John from Edgerton says, the woman that talked about the sogginess going in at the Kennedy Center was the same night Donald was there with a leaky diaper. All right.
That's wrong.
Okay. Now it's getting weird. Okay.
Well, how about something not so upbeat?
Oh,
as the conversation.
Really? You're
going to
bring us down?
Yes, I want to bring you all down.
Sounds awesome.
Professor of Economics, Justin Wolfers. Yeah, everybody loves Justin Wolfers.
Oh, he's a great
don't
guy.
Don't they?
Why not?
Yeah. I just love the way he explains the economy to us. Okay?
He loves those numbers.
Well, why can't young people buy homes and have babies? Well, let's listen to Cut to 14.
And in terms of your crystal ball, looking into what we can expect for 2026, I mean, we saw three rate cuts in 2025. All things being equal, what are we going to expect next year? More rate cuts? Deeper rate cuts? Your thoughts, Justin?
Let me pivot your question a little bit. I'm happy to answer it, Zane, but rate cuts and bond markets and stuff, that's a lot of interest to the financial sector. But for the folks at home, what really matters is, are they able to find work? Are their jobs stable? Are they able to get pay rises? And what we see is that the labour market has slowed quite substantially, that the next batch of kids who graduate are going to find it a lot harder to find work, that the folks who are in jobs that they don't really like right now are finding it harder to switch. And the folks who are looking for a pay rise in order to catch up with inflation are finding it harder to get those pay rises. These numbers really are quite pessimistic about where we are.
Yes.
The lack of progress and, in fact, the steps back we've made over the last few months. Zane, if I'm sounding more worried to you than I've sounded in months, it's because I am.
There you go.
Okay.
It's not a real positive report there, but...
ominous.
You know... I love the accent. Now, here's the thing, and I got to tell you this. Heads up to everybody who has an Alexa at home.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
There is something called Alexa Plus.
I've done it.
Have you heard about this?
I activated one of them. I have two Alexas at home. What am I doing?
Okay. The thing is, we couldn't get our Alexa to get the Alexa Plus. Okay.
Couldn't upgrade?
Yeah. That's
because it's responsive, right?
That's what you say to Alexa. You say, Alexa, upgrade.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I kept saying, we can't upgrade because you have different languages on some of your Alexas.
Oh.
So we have Australian on one,
fun.
Something else on another. So, we have to go through all of our Alexas, and we got a ton of them.
Neutralize them?
Really?
Yeah. We had to put them all into... English.
Okay.
American English.
American English.
So so we did that. And then finally, it says, well, thank you. You are now added to the list of Alexa Plus.
What?
So it's not in effect yet.
Oh.
It's They're taking a list of people. Yes.
Oh, maybe I got the wrong idea. Let's talk about this after the break. I want to define what Alexa Plus is. Yeah.
Well, it gives you the ability to have a conversation right. with Alexa, and Alexa has AI and it gets facts.
One of mine is doing that.
Because Alexa cannot do that. They right. can't actually look things up for you.
One of my okay.
Okay. All right. We will continue with John and Gordy, along with Catherine Lake and Dominic Lee, after these messages from
like
our
Alfonso.
Beloved sponsors.
I'm like Alfonso.
What a day, grooving all week with you. These days are all happy and free.
Happy days.
These days are all shall be. These happy days are yours and mine.
These happy days are yours and my happy days.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
He said there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow unchased. I got bills to pay. I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't slow down. I can't hold back, though, you know. I wish I could. Oh, no, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Until we close our eyes right. for good.
Johnny Gordy in the morning. Who is that?
It's too cool for you.
Do you know who it is, Kevin? No, it's in Sound Show, so I'll look it up, and I'll let you guys know, all right?
Very cool.
The right. other day, I think you played Smash Mouth. I love everything from Smash Mouth.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because we're cool. Because we're from the 90s, and we're cool.
Well, yes. They did a great song in the Hot Wheels animated movies.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that song?
Gordon, you're so arrogant.
Can you look that up there?
You want to dip into my musical world and you don't have the data?
It's called Hot.
Okay, let's play Hot.
Okay, we'll play some Hot.
Okay, let's play it. This is a great song.
Nice.
This is a great song. Yeah.
Okay.
It's excellent.
Let's check it out. Okay. Okay.
I know why you love them. They reek of the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what was their big hit, though? They had a.
No, really... don't.
Okay, fine.
Here, let's listen to this part. Yeah. Isn't that great? I'm a moving violation. I mean, seriously,
that's good.
That's a great song from the Hot Wheels animated movies.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you pull the song that they're most famous for?
No.
You can't?
Do you know it?
I can sing it, but I'm not going to.
What is it?
It's very it's kind of similar to that sound that we just heard.
Rockstar.
Oh, yeah, Rockstar.
That was
That's right.
Do you remember that
yeah.
one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent.
And they do a really good cover of Question Mark and the Mysterious.
Do you mean All Star?
Well.
It's All Star.
Yeah, that's
not
what
Rock
it is.
Star. That's why I was confused.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, I think it's All Star.
Okay.
All right. Let me play it here.
All right. Put it on the turntable. Here we go. Yeah.
Dominic knows the words.
Yeah. Great song.
Another good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Da, 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 da.
You were talking about swearing a lot this morning.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Larry has written in from Deerfield. Larry understands. He sees me. Larry sees me. Kimmel and Colbert.
Colbert.
Sorry. And their writers are masters at creative metaphors and adjectives for Donald. When you simply overuse expletives like the F or the S words and other crudities, they become boring and lose their impact.
Oh,
yes, occasionally they hit the nail on the head, but not over and over again.
Okay, well, thank you, Larry.
Yeah.
Thank you, Larry.
Well, you know, the thing about Smash Mouth is that the lead singer died.
Oh, is that so?
Is that true?
I mean, that is he has such a unique voice.
He did.
Great voice.
He did.
And he had health issues and passed away in 2023.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. Man.
You're from Middleton, John. There's another John in Middleton who knows Spanish, and I don't. I mean,
yeah,
not Spanish.
I know.
That's
well, is that
it's Italian.
What
I
does that
Italian.
Say?
Italian.
What is,
it's Italian, you? But I don't know. He says Giovanni in Middleton says, "I'm gonna." Well, first of all, I believe the first word is the word that we're talking about because in French,
the S word.
In French, it is spelled that way.
Okay.
He spelled M-E-R-D-A, and I bet that is.
There's a lot. Yep, I just looked it up. I translated it.
It
wow,
is indeed.
There's
a lot
I can't
of
say
bad words in
all,
we're not
is it all swearing?
Okay.
It is all swearing.
I'm not going to swear in Italian either.
Okay, oh. Thanks, John from Middleton.
Yeah, we can swear in another language.
No, you
how's
can't.
That? Okay, we're talking about touching on Alexa Plus, the next generation of Alexa. It's powered by generative AI, and maybe the reason why we can't get it here is because we don't have a data center in Madison.
Just build one under
so?
Your house. Why don't you just put one under
right?
your make a basement for yourself?
Well, okay. But it's a new AI assistant that gets things done. She's smarter, more conversational, more capable, and free with Prime. Here's the thing, you know, we had a male voice, and we tried all these different voices in the house. Now we can't use all these different voices and a male voice. So, I don't know.
That's
now,
it.
Now we're forced to have the female voice, and I wanted different voices. Alexa,
both of mine have different voices.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah. Just different flavor here. There. Wait a minute.
Alexa likes me better than you.
No, you can't have Alexa Plus with a different voice.
It's a different male voice. It is a different male voice that I have. It's weird. It was a man who was speaking to me last night in bed. I'm telling you. It was him across the room.
Well, there was somebody in your house.
Yeah. I'd be worried if I were you.
But Alexa Plus only works with one voice, and it is her voice, the original Alexa voice.
You keep telling me I'm wrong. Come over. I'll demonstrate.
John doesn't get out of the house at all.
Me and Gordon are getting nervous over here. I'm starting to sweat a little bit.
I don't know what's happening. Okay. Why'd you take your headphones off?
Yeah.
I'm done with you.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay.
Most everybody
I'm
else
done.
Is.
Are we done? You're done.
Yeah, we're about done.
You know, I came in with like 8 pages of stories to get to.
Save them for the afternoon.
Tonight,
we'll be on from 2 until 5.
We have 3 hours to get through every one of these stories that I brought in.
Mm-hmm. And our guest will be Terry Barr. She's going to be talking about some holiday events happening around Madison
There's
and
only
southern
Terry
Wisconsin.
Barr,
yeah. 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 All over the state. Yeah.
Nauticon's here.
Yes. Our accountant is here.
Yay.
Hi, Nauticon. Oh, good. All right. Stephanie Miller is coming up next, and we'll talk to you this afternoon from 2 until 5. Tune in then. We hope you have a great day. So long.
It's the John Gordy Show.
John Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying.
Let the sun shine.
It's the John Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.